This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, who's with us and going to give us an update on what's really going on behind the scenes today. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, first topic will be the media reaction to Senator Barack Obama's speech on race. Frankly, it's never been quite clear to me what the powers that be are trying to do in promoting and funding the presidential campaign of Senator Obama, while still promoting, of course, the campaign of Hillary Clinton and John McCain. Naturally, each of these three are controlled individuals and will do, you know, their bidding whoever wins. Each of these have been protected from damaging stories that would normally sink a presidential campaign. So the question is, what gives? Have the powers that be turned against Obama now that the truth about Obama's racist pastor, Jeremiah Wright Jr., has finally hit the mainstream press? My answer is not really. The media is clearly trying to contain the damage they failed to suppress in their initial attempts. From the public's point of view, of course, which is decidedly negative about Obama's long association with this virulently anti-American pastor, the mainstream pundits and commentators are still trying to defuse this issue, lauding his speech on race as, quote, the most historical speech on race ever. This is nonsense. What Obama's speechwriters did was use the sophisticated tactic or trick of deflection, changing the subject rather than answering the objection. By giving a speech on racial tension and reconciliation, Obama forced the listeners to focus on their own race guilt and deflect attention away from Obama's 20-year-long association with this racist and radical black preacher. As I covered in the World Affairs Brief, Barack Obama has a long history of radical Marxism and communist backgrounds. I don't believe that he was actually a communist, but he certainly sympathized with all of the radical leftist causes in the past, including his time at Harvard University. Michael Garrison, former Republican speechwriter, wrote for the Washington Post, "The problem with Obama's argument is that Wright is not a symbol of the strengths and weaknesses of African Americans, as he posed in his speech. He's a political extremist, holding views that are shocking to many Americans, who wonder how any presidential candidate could be so closely associated with an advisor who refers to the U.S. of KKKA and urges God to damn our country." That's some of the minor things that he said, in fact. Obama's excellent, this is Michael Gerson continuing, Obama's excellent and important speech on race in America did little to address his strange tolerance for the anti-Americanism of his spiritual mentor. Barack has chosen to walk with a man who hates America and whites. Well, every one of the mainstream pundits must say that his speech on race was excellent. That's the homage that they must pay to the gods of race and civil rights and downplays the double standard that exists about racial pronouncements by blacks and Hispanics. You know, liberals insist that blacks and Hispanic leaders can vilify whites because they are the beleaguered minority and have suffered historically. And their anger is to be excused and tolerated. Whites, in contrast, are never to mention the race of any attacker and are expected to tolerate racially favored propaganda forums like Black History Month in high school and college, Ebony Magazine, or the regular public radio show called Latino USA. Can you imagine tolerating an NPR show called White USA? Naturally, whites are never allowed to celebrate white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, that's the sinister acronym WASP, accomplishments, or even Western culture without having to demonstrate, or unless they demonstrate
racial
prejudice.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragon skin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skelton from World Affairs Brief. We're talking about Obama's recent speech on race, and simply quoting Michael Gerson, who was the speechwriter for George Bush for a long time. I think he's at the Heritage Foundation. No, he's with the Council on Foreign Relations now. So basically when he speaks, I suspect he's reflecting the attitude of the establishment, which obviously is behind us, Obama, but of course they're behind Hillary. I think they're just giving us the impression that we really have a choice between the Republicans and the Democrats, whereas the truth of the matter is we don't have a choice. Whoever gets elected, their candidate will be in charge. Go ahead.
I'm making a general statement, first of all, about the liberal attitude tolerating race hate speech by minorities because they're supposedly have a right to this because they've been so egregiously treated, whereas whites cannot do anything that smacks of promoting even Western cultural values. You could imagine, in contrast with Obama, that if a Republican candidate had even the remotest association with a Southern segregationist preacher or attended a church associated with the KKK, his campaign would be over in a minute. And yet the media downplayed for months Obama's long-standing relationship with extremist pastor Jeremiah Wright Jr. Does Senator Obama, practice the same kind of tolerance that he preached in his sermon? He hardly does. He not only too long ago called for Senator Trent Lott's resignation from the Senate merely for making an offhand private mark, positive remark at a private dinner honoring Senator Strom Thurmond, who had a segregationist past. So tolerance is obviously only a one-way street. As I pointed out in prior briefs, Obama's relationship with Wright is perfectly consistent with the senator's radical Marxist background. That is what is being masked in this charade over race. Commentator Pat Buchanan has been one of the few willing to tell it straight when he said, "What is exceptional is that Wright is the spiritual father of Barack Obama, the pastor, the teacher, the mentor who brought Barack into the church, married him and Michelle, baptized their children, has been a confidant to the man who would be America's president. For 20 years, Barack has attended Wright's church, listened to his weekly sermons, entertained him in his home, taken him to lunch weekly for many years, and had more than a casual, casual relationship. Yet, says Barack, he'd never heard any of the racial rants at church, nor was he ever aware that Wright held so poisoned a view of his country. Obama made the egregious statement, I wasn't sitting in the pews that day. Well, Buchanan says, sorry, that's not credible. Wright is a famous preacher in black America, and Barack's denial he was aware of his views marks him down either as a dissembler or a man so obtuse he ought not to be a security guard at Walmart, let alone the President of the United States. It is easy now to understand why Michelle Obama, before Barack began to win, she had never once said she had never been once proud of her country. Who could be proud of America that lives in the malignant imagination of Reverend Wright? So Pat Buchanan has been one of the few on the pundits on television to kind of tell it like it is. I remember even seeing yesterday Newt Gingrich go head-to-head with somebody from the Obama campaign, and this lady had the audacity to say, I simply take Obama at his word. If he said that he never realized anything that Reverend, I mean, can you imagine? Here we're talking about a Harvard advanced educated lawyer. We're talking about a wife, Michelle, who is a very highly paid corporate attorney. We're talking about a high campaign manager sitting there all commiserating and saying, we just take him at his word that he never heard and never understood any of that. I mean, I don't think anybody in America believes that. Now, Barack has had to separate himself, of course, from Wright's rants and removed him from the campaign roster. He's no longer listed as advisor. And he will likely be forced to repudiate, his beloved mentor. But for Wright, and millions of America, he has filled in the blanks that the public didn't know about Barack. Wright tells us the kind of company Barack keeps, the kind of men he holds close to, the kind of attitudes and beliefs he finds acceptable, if not congenial, said Pat Buchanan. I think short of some massive propaganda campaign equating a negative view of Obama with outright racism, Obama will not ultimately survive this scandal. As I pointed out in a briefing in my World Affairs brief several weeks ago, that every one of these campaign candidates for president have huge skeletons in their closets. The ones that survive will be the ones that the media continues to play down or not play at all. The speech itself won't help him other than the fact that all the world is praising it. The speech was philosophical and pandered to race. Unlike the Martin Luther King I Had a Dream speech, this one is not quotable in any sense. Wright's, spewing forth of hate is quotable, of course, and so we can expect the YouTube rants of Pastor Wright will live on through the campaign, forever tainting Obama in the minds of Americans. So I think this will be the ultimate undoing. Now, predictably, Hillary's poll numbers seem to be rising. I'm not making the case that the powers that be have allowed this scandal to rise to kill the Obama campaign. On the contrary, I think it rose despite all the efforts by the media to downplay it. This is similar to the media's outright ignoring the claims of Larry Sinclair, who claims to have had a homosexual liaison with Obama. So the media is still trying to protect Obama, and only time will tell why. But as for now, it looks like Hillary will get the nod. Her popular support among Democrats in Pennsylvania will rise, and she will have the momentum, I believe, to sway the majority of Democratic superdelegates in her favor. Obama's tainted association with right is just enough justification for the superdelegates to oppose the popular Democratic primary vote giving, or giving Obama a slight lead. Let me repeat that. In other words, it becomes a very difficult proposition for Democratic superdelegates. These are ones that are not bound by any primary vote, which constitute, you know, nearly 20% of all the delegates. They need an excuse to go against the popular vote. This gives them that excuse, this taint on Obama that he isn't electable because of his association with right. At the same time, his speech gives them all a nod to say he did us a great service, etc., but we feel that because of his tainted association, he can't be elected. It was interesting that the Washington Post did a follow-along today, quoting many of the user comments. You know, some of them were obviously out-and-out Obama supporters who refused to accept any criticism of Obama, but the majority expressed sentiments like this. One person said, "Ever wonder why the Democrats have superdelegates? Now we know why. They are there to correct the situation when a fraud like Obama, due to lack of scrutiny by media and voters, nears the nomination is then found to be a hoax. Do your job, superdelegates. You need to boot this unelectable candidate out." Now, even though this is a very undemocratic process, and we know that the superdelegates of the Democrats have anything but the purpose of correcting injustice, they're there because they're party hacks and can be used to manipulate the vote wherever the powers that be want them. But nevertheless, this is a common sentiment now, is that yes, the voters made a mistake in the primary. And this is what one of the next commenters said. She said, "As a white American woman from the Deep South, I'm terrorized by Wright's remarks. I'd be scared to death to find myself in his Chicago, you know, where a person like me would have to fear because my skin is white." She said, "The giant sucking sound you hear from the Obama campaign is the sigh of buyer's remorse in those states that have already held elections and voted for this guy." I think she's got a good point there. I think there's a lot of people who voted for Obama that are now regretting it. One other person said, "Given his latest screw-ups, the question should be asked, does Obama even know how to tell the truth? Does he have something against legitimate questions being asked him and just flat-out refusing to answer them? I've never seen a candidate get away with what he's getting away with by way of non-responsive answers and empty rhetoric my whole life." Well, I would have to add that that's because the media asks him a question only once and allows him to skirt the answer and then doesn't follow through. They would never do that if there were a Republican candidate who was associated with David Duke, for example. They would continue to excoriate him half an hour after half an hour until he would slink away off the stage. Another one said, "It only makes matters worse that people and media are so unwilling to critically assess his candidacy all along. If that had happened, then the current crisis might have been, to some degree, more effectively mitigated. But now, it's a lost cause." And he's got a very good point, as I have been saying. The media has purposely looked the other way on this crisis, and it got away from them. The final comment I'd like to read from says, "If Obama couldn't handle right, he can't handle North Korea, Iran, or the demons he and we will all have in our souls. He has a duty to speak up, and if he doesn't act like a man, then he won't as president. This is about Obama, not race." Good point.
I think it is, too. The question is, why didn't they bring this up earlier? They had to have known about Wright.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, I published it in the World Affairs Brief months ago, and it's been all over the Internet. I'm telling you that this is a specific omission by the media trying to protect Obama, and it didn't work. Just like they tried to protect Giuliani, and his sins came out of the closet, and they couldn't contain them. So this is a problem, is that when you have so many skeletons, it becomes hard to contain. Now, one of the interesting things is, you know, that John McCain has tons of skeletons, too. And as long as they focus on Obama, he's kind of the, what I think is the throwaway candidate. They can avoid any of the scandals that could bring down McCain as well.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes with Joel Skousen as we explore certainly what's happening as far as the current election is concerned. But remember, the establishment controls both the Democrats and the Republicans. It's great show business. It's Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are the ancient prophecies being fulfilled? Are we living in the end times? Why do the Muslim nations want to destroy Israel, and why is the United States selling sophisticated military weapons to Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries? Why is the incidence of UFO sightings increasing, and why is that important? Well, you'll find the answer to those and many other questions in Lynn Marzulli's exciting book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because the book discusses the ancient prophecies and the supernatural force that's directing the course of world events today. You can purchase Lynn's book at www.spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you read Lynn's book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, is there anything else we want to cover as far as Obama and his Reverend Wright?
No. So let's move on to the situation on the economy. My next section on the World Press Brief is called Theft on a Grand Scale. as the U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve banks engage in the wholesale bailout of favored insider banks and investors like Bear Stearns and Countrywide Mortgage. The U.S. taxpayers will ultimately, in my opinion, have to pay for this folly. Now, I'm not talking about a tax hike by the Democrats in Congress. That may come too. What I'm talking about is the insidious inflation tax, a tax normally hidden and blamed on the free market, but now open for all to see and painfully experience. The massive decline in the purchasing power of the American dollar is quickly sapping the value of every bit of money we earn each week, and that value is never coming back. There is an interesting website for your listeners that has a graphical recreation of an alternative and more realistic CPI. People need to check out the website of economist John Williams at www.shadowstats.com. That's shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W, stats, S-T-A-T-S.com. His numbers show what the true CPI should be, and it's nearly double what the government claims. Most Americans are coming, I think, to the proper conclusion each week that inflation, even in oil prices, is being caused by a rapidly devalued dollar, not supply and demand. As William Grieg, I think you interview him occasionally, don't you, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I usually interview him immediately before you on Thursday and after you on I have him on in the, every Friday evening at 9 o'clock. So he's an excellent commentator as well.
Yeah, very sagacious commentator. He said, I'm talking about the Federal Reserve's most recent wealth distribution plan, through which hundreds of billions of dollars will be created in an effort to stave off bank failures. To create this so-called money, the Fed has to steal the value of what each of us has earned, saved, or invested. Imagine how enraged you would be to learn the thief had stolen your identity and used it to siphon off all of your savings in small, subtle increments until you and your family are driven into destitution. Well, that's what's happening now through the inflation tax. Yes, it's time to be outraged, but I'm afraid Americans won't in general, even when they realize this. First of all, they don't think there's anything they can do about it, which is probably true, given the fact that everyone in government has done this ever since I can remember and you can remember. After all, most have already rationalized this solution as the better of the two evils. Better to damage the dollar than allow a depression where we might lose all our jobs. Well, incredibly, a full 17% of respondents to a WorldNet Daily poll still thought this was a normal business cycle. It is not. This is a major crisis, and Treasury Secretary Paulson has stated it would be willing to do everything it takes to salvage the economy. Well, at least the speculative and investment side of the economy. Your personal economy and my personal economy won't be so lucky, because we're the ones having to pay the inflation tax. All of the people in government can get systematic pay raises through legislatures and Congress. People who are at the feeding trough of this inflationary thing, continuing to get new money before the prices rise, and we, further down the chain, we only get use of money once the prices have risen. So we're the real losers. Daily Telegraph of Britain continued with the warning, quote, the situation is getting worse, and risks are that it could get very bad. They're actually quoting from Martin Feldstein, former chairman of the Federal Reserve, head of the National Bureau of Economic Research. He said, there's no doubt that this year and next year are going to be very, very difficult. And I think he's right, Dr. Stan. I don't think we're beginning to see the amount of failures that are happening. And they'll have to really flood the world with money to overcome this. And, of course, you can't do that without having some unanswerable or unchangeable consequences. There are massive negative consequences to the way in which these things are bailed out. Number one, with inflation raging, long-term home mortgage rates will start rising again, and dramatically so. Now, technically, they're declining slightly as the Fed keeps lowering the interest rate which they charge the banks. Actually, the real reason why they're being able to lower long-term mortgage rates is because they pumped more liquidity into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, who are also failing. This is what's keeping home financing alive. But the private mortgage investment resale market has completely dried up. Now, this is where Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac used to market these loans thing, and this was became the subprime mortgage. But nobody in the private mortgage market is buying this stuff anymore. So that has dried up.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here when we get back. We'll explore more of this. The interesting thing is the report came out today saying the Fed has used up half of the $800 billion it has to use in an emergency like this. They've only got $400 billion left.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Dan here, and our guest is Joel Skelton from World Affairs Brief. I was just commenting as we went to the break that the Wellington Letter, which is a very reliable source, the Wellington Letter, this came out today noting that the Fed had $800 billion on hand in case of an emergency such as we're having today. But unfortunately, in just the short period of time that things have really been turning bad, they've used up half of that. They've used up $400 billion, lent this out to places all across the country, and certainly actually over in Europe, they're lending lots of money to even some of the central banks in Europe and some of the major banks in Europe to keep everything afloat. They've used up half of their money, and what happens when the other half is used up? Then they just turn on the printing presses and say goodbye to the American dollar. Well, before we go on, Joel, I do want you to get out your website, how people can get in touch with you and get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps even subscribe to it.
The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And They can also check out all the latest news each day as it scrolls through our website. I make commentary every Friday on those top news stories, filling in information that even the best of the conventional sources leave out. So there's a lot that can be had by going to worldaffairsbrief.com. A lot of material on the right-hand column as well, on archival material about government cover-ups, which are the best proofs or evidence of conspiring to deprive American people of the truth. And this is a very serious problem that we're dealing with even as we speak. So I encourage people to go to worldaffairsbrief.com for their daily news.
I do encourage them to do that as well. I certainly do. Well, let's get back to what you were saying about the economic situation.
Well, I need to comment on the issue of the $100 trillion. This really is only disinformation that is taken from the government. In fact, there is no money on hand. They simply create as they have need. And it doesn't matter if they created this week or it's all fiat money. So it isn't as if they actually saved up something or earned it or kept it in reserve. It's just a number they threw out to people like the Welling letter to make it appear as if they had responsible reserves. In fact, the amount of billions that they use for manipulation of the stock market every week exceeds $300 or $400 billion. So, you know, this is more disinformation to elude the public, not that it really is not inflationary. It's all inflationary.
Well, I think we're just on the edge of an inflation that's really going to destroy the vast majority of the wealth that the American people have spent their whole life to amass. And certainly there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. So go right ahead.
Well, every nation who has a fiat currency has eventually gone into hyperinflation, and we're starting to see that ourselves. The only reason it hasn't really been coming to roost for all these years in America is because we've been exporting our inflation to the rest of the world in our reserve currency. The secondary effect from all of this inflation, of course, that the foreign bond buyer market is fast disappearing. For example, normally 25% of all bonds issued by the Fed in their weekly auctions are 25% of foreigners. This week, only 5.8% were foreigners. Ambrose Evans Pritchard said in the Daily Telegraph, he said, on the Richter scale of unfolding dramas, this matches the death of Bear Stearns. Says this auction may come close to the point where, you know, it's the ugly consequences of neglecting our currency in this attempt to bail out the economy. The Fed caused this mess, of course, by setting the price of credit too low for too long for many years, which created this bubble, feeding the cancer of debt dependency, and now we're in the eye of the storm. The third unrelenting consequence is that oil will continue to rise in price, almost exclusively reflecting the decline in purchasing power of the dollar. As one economist noted, if the dollar had merely retained its value against the euro, oil would be in the neighborhood of $70 a barrel. So 70 to 110, $40 a barrel is exclusively blamed on the devaluation of the dollar, not the jacking up of oil from the oil companies. So they, of course, have been making obscene profits all along here. Even though they've been doing this by keeping refinery output of the final products to keep those very, very tight. And so even in spite of increases in oil production, there's not been a supply problem. There's only been a lack of confidence in the dollar, which funds most of these oil purchases. Number four consequence is that food and other commodities are rising fast. Major staples like wheat have no more reserve supplies and are almost on a day-to-day, week-to-week supply basis. They're difficult to obtain, even at prices triple last year, for individual consumers interested in storing wheat. And number five, worst of all, America's standard of living is going down so rapidly as gasoline expenditures and rising prices absorb an increasing percentage of our monthly income. Americans have overbought for many years, so the ultimate impact won't be felt, frankly, for a year or two, when people then have to go out shopping to start replacing cars, appliances, and other products they now take for granted. The sticker shock is going to be horrendous as these prices keep rising. Well, you know, the buck doesn't stop at this president. President Bush, in various public statements, continues to say, incredibly, that all is well with the economy and that Americans have nothing to fear. This, of course, is going to become a major campaign issue by the time the election rolls around, when even more bad news will come out. Even the British pound, Dr. Stan, is suffering a like fate to the dollar. The pound has slipped to a three-year low against the yen and dropped versus the dollar even, after the Bank of England followed its U.S. counterparts' lead in offering extra cash to lenders to ease a money market squeeze. As Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer seeks to bail out British banks caught up in the subprime mortgage, the pound is declining in the direction of the dollar. Now, that's the only major currency that's also declining with the dollar. Other currencies are declining at a slightly slower rate. I'm often asked if this financial crisis could lead to the emergence of the Amero, or the Amero, the new currency being secretly touted by the powers that be to parallel the movement of U.S., Canada, Mexico into the North American Union, like the EU. I don't think so at this time. First of all, you can't simply replace all the dollars out there in the world with a new currency unless you give people some common standard exchange rate, which wouldn't solve the real problem of the staggering rate of currency debasement that's already happened. You just exchange the paper dollars for Amaros, and you'd have too many Amaros out there, or Amaros. Second, you can't merge three currencies into one until each nation in the thing harmonizes their rate of inflation, as they had to do in Europe. It took them nearly 4 years to get the high inflating countries like Spain and Italy to put a brake on the inflation, get down into the 3-4% range that was required for joining the common currency union. The rate of currency inflation is then handled by a single central bank. So obviously, Italy, France, Germany, Spain, and all the other countries gave up their right to inflate their own currency independently from the rest. And that's what happened. So it's no small thing to go to a common currency. Obviously, the Fed is still intended to be that major central bank and would have a hard time harmonizing its massive inflation rate, even with Mexico right now, which, you know, has been notorious in the past for high inflation. Well, I found out a little bit more information on the Bear Stearns bailout. Monty Guild, writing for FinancialSense.com, noted that Bear Stearns is one of the primary dealers in U.S. government bonds. This is a very small and important clique that have the right to go and serve as brokers for the Fed in transferring bonds out to the marketplace, and they get to collect a percentage. This is just like free money. Hardly anything that has to do with this. It's just like when banks came to deal with the Fed in this latest bailout, they had to go through these 20-some-odd bond brokers who got their percentages that money was traded. Now, this is how Bear Stearns was able to say, despite the fact that it was insolvent, that it had no problem with cash flow. They were fat with cash because they were getting on the receiving end these percentages from all the bailout money that was going down the line to other banks. But they certainly were insolvent because their basis, their accrued reserves in mortgage-backed securities had defaulted. Now, Bear Stearns, it might be noted, is the smallest of the U.S. government bond dealers. So if someone wants to attack the system, they will attack the smallest of the powerful bond houses. But I don't think this was an intentional attack upon the system. Bear Stearns, of course, like all major bond dealers and traders, also trades in mortgage bonds and derivatives, and this is where the problems arose. Bear Stearns' CEO said on March 12th of this month, this year, that the company was well capitalized and the balance sheet is strong. I believe he was telling the truth, said one leader. However, they're not immune to a run on the bank, and neither are any of the other major banks. A foreign investment expert, Jim Rogers, picked up on something else. He's quoted by Bloomberg. Bloomberg said, "We tracked down Jim Rogers somewhere in Asia, works out of Hong Kong and Singapore, and he was none too pleased with the way the U.S. government has been throwing its money around. On why Bear Stearns was bailed out, he said, quote, you know the reason why they did this was because if Bear Stearns had to declare bankruptcy, you'd realize that Bear Stearns paid out $5 billion in bonuses to their executives in January, 6 weeks ago. If he let them go into bankruptcy, they all would have to send back their bonuses. This is what they're doing. They're doing it so they don't have to give back their bonuses. That's why they didn't put them into bankruptcy. Now, he's part right on this. Most of the bonuses, however, were paid in stock options, which had plummeted from $172 a share last year to $30 a share recently, and now down to $2 a share, the price that J.P. Morgan Chase paid to acquire Bear Stearns. In essence, they gave the company away to J.P. Morgan so that they wouldn't have to declare bankruptcy. So while bankruptcy would have liquidated this obscene bonus compensation, Bear Stearns executives now hope that the company is alive, even though it was bought for $2 a share, that allows it to bounce back. In the future, they hope it will bounce back past $30 a share, and they'll be able to get their billions of dollars in bonuses. There won't be a lot of employees that will share in that, however. Over 14,000 employees at Bear Stearns are scheduled, according to some reports, to be laid off, and that's because J.P. Morgan is itself a competitor in all of the functions that Bear Stearns does, and they certainly don't need the overhead of executives to manage the same structures that J.P. Morgan has a large qualified staff to do. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs on Wall Street. Now, there was also something interesting about that. Reuters noted that more industry consolidation and acquisitions may follow the acquisition of Bear Stearns. Shares in Lehman Brothers plunged 40% before closing, and they're probably going to go the way of that. But one of the interesting things that the Wall Street Journal pointed out is the terms of the Bear Stearns sale contain some highly unusual features. For one, J.P. Morgan retains the option to purchase Bear's valuable headquarters building in Midtown Manhattan, even if Bear's board recommends a rival offer. Notice they have first go at it. Also, the Fed has taken responsibility for $30 billion in hard-to-trade securities on Bear Stearns' books with potential for both profit and loss. Now, that means that essentially the Fed took in $30 billion of their mortgage bond reserves and traded them with T-bills, which are good reserves, at least at this point, and this is a bailout for our own taxpayers at Bear Stearns. So J.P. Morgan really got a good deal here. Essentially got the company for nothing at $2 a share, got the Fed to take over $30 billion of the worst liabilities, and now they can grow the company back with their new reserves. Of course, this sets an awkward precedent. Rescuing a wholesale bank with no retail customers means Uncle Sam could have to cough up money for many more failures. This is something they haven't done since the Great Depression.
Well, I think we're really on the verge of a very, very similar Great Depression. Nobody wants to talk about it. They say it's a recession, and it is now. But, I think that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better.
Well, so far they are getting worse for the investment market and the big boy banks, which are being bailed out. The normal economy still seems to have plenty of money. The only thing that we're suffering from is inflation, and that is intending to get worse. But inflation takes a lot longer to collapse an economy. In fact, it never does really collapse. It only collapses selectively because there's a good many people, a percentage of the economy, that are on the receiving end of this inflating money that the Fed is pouring out in the system. And those of us who can't necessarily raise your salary, your prices, or those that are on pensions, those are the ones that are really going to get hit the worst. It will be a depression for them, but not for the people on the receiving money of the inflation from government. Well, the last topic, Dr. Stan, is on the Tibet protests and the threat they are to the Chinese Olympic hopes. What China fears most about the current unrest in Tibet is that the international community will call for a boycott of the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Now, personally, I don't think anyone in the international community has any courage to stand up to the Chinese communists, and Beijing is certainly acting as if that were true, that they were positive of that. All they could change, of course, all that could change is the Tibetans and a few allies ramped up the violence in Tibet and thus the pressure on Chinese. But the slowness of the U.S. and others to condemn China is making them look very hypocritical. in comparison to world sanctions against South Africa in the late 1980s. If you remember, that also included a ban on any South African athletes participating in the Olympics. So why no ban on China? I mean, China isn't just the Olympics. China is notorious for its huge prison system, the Lao Gai, which makes the Russian gulag system look small. By comparison, they have forced abortion. They have, of course, suppression of freedom of speech and property rights. They're just the list goes on and on. China, in fact, makes Iran and North Korea look minuscule in their threats by comparison. Of course, the Chinese are really trying to keep a lid on this. Even the Washington Post had some mild criticism, saying the global crisis which drew global attention, or the Tibet crisis which drew global attention in some ways, constituted a test case for the Chinese government, while in January last year issued a regulation allowing foreign correspondents to report without official interference, but only up and until the Beijing Olympics this August. Isn't that interesting? Now, that proves that they're slackening and making them look more open only out of deference to the Beijing Olympics to avoid criticism.
Well, I'm afraid, Joe, we're out of time. As always, we'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning. Thank you so very much for being with us here at the
My
Genesis
pleasure,
Network.
Dr.
And bye-bye. Okay, we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Genesis.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell Von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel. I know I always do. Well, this is the time we need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and If you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, we do hope that many of you will decide to join the Radio Liberty family, and you do that simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we would point out we have a number of things which people really need for times like these. If you want to understand what's happening financially, you need, of course, to listen to my talk, The Financial Tsunami, available on video or on DVD. And you'll certainly want to get the syllabus that goes with that, which explains all the terms that they're talking about, the hedge funds and the carry trade, and certainly the impact of all of the various financial situations on what's going on today, because we were anticipating just this sort of thing happening when we gave the talk about a year and a half ago. Then you'll want to get our pamphlet on the financial meltdown. It's a compilation of five of our newsletters. The pamphlet on the history of money, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is the single best book out there, written by our good friend Ed Griffin, and certainly you'll want to get that book. We have it available. We have The Federal Reserve Conspiracy and Fiat Money Inflation in France. Excellent books. Then, of course, we have a new DVD called The Planned Police State, which I think is quite good. It's got included there some of the footage from the Iran-Contra hearings, where Congressman Jack Brooks is trying to bring out the fact that there is a plan to, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution, round up Americans, and put them in concentration camps. And you'll hear Senator Inouye interrupt repeatedly. The last thing they want is for the American people to know what is really being planned. And then, of course, we've got a great new four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease. There's really nothing out there quite like it. So many people are developing Alzheimer's disease, and you know, it's such a tragic situation, and yet there are things that we can do to actually slow it down and perhaps even stabilize the condition. So that's the four tape or four CD set on Alzheimer's disease. Then let me, of course, suggest that you go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you'll find there the list of all of our books and four tape sets and the videos and DVDs. You can actually watch some of them free of charge simply by going to the section on DVDs. But, of course, we hope that you're going to want to buy them. Certainly one of the better ones is Dr. David Ayoub's talk on Mercury autism and the global population agenda, because so much of what's going on has to do with population control. That's why they're going to bring about great famines throughout the world and perhaps even here in America. But if you get that DVD, you get a CD-ROM that's got literally thousands of pages of documentation on the hazards of mercury, and they know about this. The government knows about it. But the people who believe in population control know about it, and they know the damage this is being done as we give free shots to children throughout the world. Aren't we wonderful? We want to vaccinate all those little children and destroy the fertility and bring them autism and all sorts of mental aberrations. They know what they're doing. They're wicked, wicked, wicked people. Again, the DVD is Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And it's a very real agenda. If you haven't actually seen my DVD, None Dare Call It Genocide, that's None Dare Call It Genocide, and, of course, our talk on planned population reduction and our talk on population control, they are available by calling to 1-800-5-